Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you wear eyeglasses? Do you care about style? How do you know what frames work for you? And why does it matter? Let's go in-depth with Deanna Arkema and Kelsey Chambers, opticians with Eye Health Solutions, Knoxville. So, Deanna, how long have you been fitting people for eyeglasses?
I have been an optician for about 8 years now.
Okay, optician, what does that mean?
That means that we are specially trained in fitting people with frames that fit their face as well, and also with the lens quality, lens type that would work best with their prescription.
Kelsey, how long have you been doing it?
I am going on 13 years.
Wow, 21 years experience between both of you. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
All right, so how do you do it? So let's just say some guy sits down in front of you like I am, and how do you decide what would make them look okay?
First thing to take in mind is their prescription. Not every type of prescription works with every frame, which that's something that we know well. So we'll look at their prescription and kind of go from there. I usually ask the patient if they have anything in mind. Some people very much have a style that they want in mind. Sometimes they don't have anything in mind, and so we've done it enough that we can look at them and see what's going to fit their face, what color is going to probably work best for them. So we'll just go around the office and start selecting frames and start the fun part, trying them on and find something that looks good.
Is that fun?
It is fun. I really do enjoy it. I just love working with people, so it's really fun to kind of work with them and see what their style is. And a lot of people have something in mind, but yeah, then they go with something totally different, and that is a really fun thing.
Yeah, it's really fun when they make a huge change in their style, if they go from a frame that they've had for several years and change into something that's very trendy or in style now and make a big makeover for their eyewear. So that's a fun thing.
And so are guys more trouble than gals?
No, it's just depends on the personality, I think. I think men and women are, I think some men are really easy. Some men know what they want and they're more particular, and women are the same way. So I don't think you could split it versus male, female. Mm-mm.
I do think that there are more styles for women, I guess, particularly with color, because a lot of men aren't going to want to do a purple frame or anything like that. So men, you know, we not as huge of a selection, but we've got some fun stuff.
Now, how do you know the difference between trendy and dorky?
Well, actually, it's the same thing.
Yeah, dorky is what's in right now. So.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, like bigger frames, kind of what you saw back in the probably 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah,
we have in some frames in our books, especially that my dad had in the 60s in the service.
So styles come and
go. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Big frames are back.
Yep.
That was like big for the 90s was 80s, 90s, big frames.
But how do you know if you're a trendsetter or a trend lagger, you know?
We follow a lot. We get a lot of trade magazines, look at websites. I have a fashion merchandising degree, so I've always been interested in fashion and what's going on in that area. So look at fashion magazines and see what people are wearing, see what they wear at the fashion shows and things, because they do incorporate mm-hmm. eyewear into things like that. So eyewear, sunglasses, you'll see on the catwalk. So just kind of we're hyper aware, so then we can show that to our patients. And then we learn from our frame reps that bring in all these beautiful frames for us to choose to put into our office. So they know too what's coming around. So
and what sells well in different areas too. Maybe something that we look at and we're like, wonder if this is right for Knoxville, and we put it on our board, and
we sell a lot of things that are you wouldn't think that small town Iowa would sell, that looks a lot more like what they would wear in bigger cities on the coasts and things. So mm-hmm. we have a lot of trendy people in town. It's fun.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with opticians Deanna Arkema and Kelsey Chambers.
You're not going to send me down the road looking like a dork, are you?
No.
Not good advertising for us. We don't want you to leave here and somebody be like, wow, where'd you get those? Oh, iHealth Solutions. Yikes. Yeah. No, we want them to be like, cool, awesome.
Yeah, where'd you get your
come
glasses?
Come visit us. So.
Yeah.
All right, so are young people more fashion conscious than older people?
I wouldn't think so.
Not necessarily. I mean, obviously, I think teenagers are always a little bit more on the cusp of that, but we get all ages of people coming in here and selling the big plastic frames that are trendy right now. I have
a lot of high school girls that have been in lately.
And then
you know,
I've got women in progressive like lenses, no-line bifocals, wearing the same frame, so it's... It just depends, and sometimes you just have to introduce it to them to even put it into their mind and let them see it on their face and feel it on their face. And a lot of times people are surprised.
And so do they ever go out and get other opinions?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that important?
Yeah. Yeah, we allow our patients, if they want, to take a few frames home with them to show spouses, you know, friends, anything
coworkers.
Like that. Because a lot of people, you know, like their... other people's opinions on things, so.
But we give good opinions.
We do.
That's part of what's fun.
We'll let you know if it looks good or not.
Yeah. We give honest opinions, because like we said before, we don't want people looking silly in glasses that we sold them, so.
But what if I walk in here and say, I want this thing I wore at my high school graduation?
It would probably look cool.
It would look cool.
Yeah. you know, if it's not something we have, we'll look through our catalogs, or most catalogs are online now, so we can flip through it right here with the patient and show them options and colors. So we can always order different frames in for them to see a different color, a different option. We have about 450 in the office, so there are a lot of frames here. So I feel like we showcase most of what's available. But yeah, if it looks cool, we'll let you know. If it looks not... really good or isn't a good fit, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Even if that's what I want?
You know, we'll give our opinion. Ultimately, it's always up to our patient.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to decide. We primarily want to make sure it's fitting well. If they like the looks of it better than we do, that's their decision. But as long as it fits well, that it's not too small or too big, that's...
Because that makes a difference with your prescription, too.
Yeah.
If you have a frame that doesn't fit your face well, it can alter your prescription when the lenses are made, too. So,
because if depending upon the thickness, if it's a thicker, more substantive frame.
We really want your eyes to be well centered in the frame, because that is going to make your prescription a better quality.
And the lenses will stay thinner. If your eyes are not centered well in a frame, it's going to add extra edge thickness to your lenses. So for people with really high prescriptions, that could be a problem.
Okay, so men and women can both be picky, older women, men can.
Oh, yes.
For some reason, I just thought that I could go through life not paying a whole lot of attention to my eyeglass frame. That's not true. I need to pay attention.
We feel like you need to pay attention.
But that's what we do.
That's what we do. So we notice eyeglasses. When we're walking through the mall or through stores, I always check out people's glasses.
And so do you say, hey, those glasses are really cool, or hey,
sometimes.
You need some help?
Well, I'll never tell anybody they need help, not to a perfect stranger, but sometimes I'll say they're really cool and ask them if I can look at them and see what brand they are, because maybe it's something that we carry, and maybe I need to put that frame in my office, or maybe we need to look at bringing that line in if it's really cool. But I do notice people on TV, if their glasses are ill-fitting, or people in the mall, if their glasses are too small, too big, that's something that... I always notice.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's think TV that we've all seen.
Okay.
Who's got the best glasses on television?
Oh, golly. I'm better at telling you some of the worst.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. There's that show. I've never really watched it, but I think it's on Fox called The New Girl. She had a really cute, like, big Zyle frame. Mm-hmm. Zyle was plastic. Mm-hmm.
She's actually been a model.
Yeah,
for
that's
one of the lines Zoe that
Deschanel.
We have.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. She has modeled for one of the lines that we used to carry.
Mm-hmm. On morning TV, which news people have the best glasses?
Oh, gosh, I really look at that too, just because I think they're in the public so much that they need to have nice lenses and
those
nice
news
frames.
People,
yeah.
I can't think of anybody. I think Matt Lauer always looks good. Glasses or no glasses. Let's see. I can tell you
a lot
who.
Of contacts.
Yeah, probably a lot of contacts.
What is
but
the,
I think
one of the guys that works for NBC and he's on in the night evening one as well. And what is his name? But he has some dark glasses and they look really sharp.
Lester Holt.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lester Holt.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a classy guy.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
He better have classy
exactly.
glasses.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so any TV shows that people might watch where there's particularly bad glasses?
Randy Jackson.
Oh, man.
Randy Jackson.
He has his own line of glasses, too.
He does. That man's glasses are always too small. Like, his eyes, the frames aren't wide enough, so his eyes look like they're clear on the outside edge of the glasses because he needs a wider frame because he has his eyes are farther apart.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the judges on American Idol.
Yes.
So he should know better.
I would think, but he's probably a hard fit just because he has a bigger noggin. So there's not, it's harder to find glasses for people with larger heads and people with really small petite heads. That's a niche that is hard. There's not as many options for us to order for people. We can find stuff, but it narrows it down quite a bit.
Well, how do we know Randy Jackson isn't the trendsetter? He's out there way out front of everybody else.
I say he's not. No, just well, the main thing is I think the frames fit his head, but they don't fit across his eyes. So if he was a really high prescription, his eyes being not centered in that lens, his lenses are going to be way thicker than necessary because of the ill-fitting frame. This just comes from basic optical training, that you want your eyes centered in a lens.
And his aren't.
No, not a
not
lot.
Not all the time.
Not a lot.
He does have a lot of different pairs of glasses.
Yeah.
But yeah, not all the time.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I can't think of anybody else really. He always just comes to mind. I'm always like, oh, God.
So you can hardly even watch the show.
Well, I don't like American Idol anyway. Oh.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with opticians Deanna Arkema and Kelsey Chambers.
So how often should we change frames?
Every 6 months.
That's what I was going to say.
Speaking from someone that has 7 pairs.
Well, if we want to be trendy, I guess.
You know, one for every outfit.
Yeah.
One for every outfit.
Really?
I don't think I have that.
No.
Honestly, I think to stay with the trends, probably every couple years. Mm-hmm. Ideally, yeah, you would get one very often from us, but
we have a few patients that do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, every couple years.
Every couple years, I would think, to kind of stay with the trends. Like, the bigger frames have really hit in probably the last, in Iowa. I'm sure it started, like, on the coast sooner, but the bigger frames have probably hit within the last 6 months. And we're just, you know, that keeps getting more and more popular with our patients.
Is that because you're selling them that, or is that because of what they want when they walk in?
Probably both. We're showing it because it's what's in style and we think it's cool, which always is a driver of what we show when we get excited about things. But yeah, we have people come ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, don't women's fashions change like every year? There's a new spring, new fall line. Isn't that how it works with women's fashions?
Yeah, not so much in eyewear. I mean, there are new releases through the whole year with all of the different companies, but I don't see huge changes like that.
And so do you go to conventions then, and there's the new
eye
line, and you learn about it?
Yep. Yep. Every year we have a convention that we go to in Des Moines. We take some classes. Kelsey and I are both ABO certified, which means we are certified with the American Board of Opticianry. And so we have to get so many credits every year to keep our license up. So we go to these conventions, and in the evenings we have vendor fairs, and we get to go around, and a lot of the frame manufacturers have them showcased and get to see some new and upcoming lines and styles.
And so is that exciting? Do you say, hey, this is really cool, I mm-hmm. like this? And
yeah.
It's just exciting.
Yeah, it's fun because we don't, a lot of times the reps will, when they come into the office, they'll just bring maybe their newer frames. And so we don't necessarily get to see everything all at once. So then it's kind of nice to be able to see entire collections spread out when we go to those too. It just kind of tells a story of what their design is. And a lot of the collections that are like bigger fashion labels, a lot of times their actual designers of the fashion line will have say in their eyewear choices too. Or okay. they'll carry things over from maybe like we have Kate Spade, so like maybe some of the things from her purses and handbags they'll bring and put the same type of emblems or things like that on the glasses too.
And that's a designer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to know and don't?
Of course. She does handbags.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of her glasses. They have cute eyewear and sunglasses. It's all women's though. They don't have any men's.
That must be fun to do, to design eyewear. You have to probably have an engineering degree or something.
Oh, absolutely. I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of intricate. And then when you're designing for the face, which everyone's face is different, that would, yeah.
Well, like, yeah, if you've got a wide face, you don't want big wide glasses or narrow. You want to sort of balance the face. Is that mm-hmm. what you try to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if I'm a real asymmetrical?
It can be difficult sometimes, really. Yeah. There's some patients sometimes we have trouble finding a good fit for their frame. Wow. We always do, but it might take some research.
Try our hardest,
yeah,
to get it exactly right.
Yeah.
So what's this new style you were saying, the big frames, is that?
Mm-hmm. Bigger plastic frames.
Is that what you're going to make me wear, big plastic frames?
Yeah. Do you want to try some on?
I don't know. I'm pretty comfortable with what they've got.
Yours aren't too bad.
Mine are still
I remember
okay.
having yeah. a lot of fun when we helped you pick yours out.
I don't think you helped me pick yours out.
We said those are the ones going to look good. Yep.
That's what is really fun is when the patients say, you just pick my glasses. We're like, okay.
We
it's like free reign.
Right on.
Yeah, it's not that I really worry about look. I mean, I'm not going to worry about style. I mean, quite frankly, I'm not. But I trust, you know, the professionals to do a good job and to make sure I don't look, you know,
right.
like a strange fellow walking down mm-hmm. the street.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here for, is to help people select that.
And so when somebody says, go for it, whatever you want, that's fun?
That's fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Does that happen yep. very often?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, we pick out a lot of glasses. There's a lot of people that are, okay, they'll get it narrowed down to two or something. Okay, which one? And then there's sometimes where we ask everybody in the office their opinion.
Oh, yeah.
If we get stuck or if the patient's really stuck, we'll grab other people from the office so they can all put their opinion in there. And yeah.
And so you want people walking out happy, looking good.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
That makes us happy.
Yep.
Thanks to Deanna Arkema and Kelsey Chambers for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.